Dev with Crime Hive, and this is another true crime story of how they were caught. Now, this story takes place in 2002 when a woman would report her ex-husband, David Nixon, missing. It was not like David to just not show up to this scheduled dinner date, essentially, with his 10-year-old son. He was not returning phone calls, and so she was concerned enough that she called police. A few hours later, a motorist would spot something on fire in this parking lot near this abandoned building. Police would come on scene and determine a man was on fire and that an accelerant had been used, and the man was wrapped in a blue tarp and a blanket. And dental records would later confirm the body to be David Nixon. Police were investigating around this scene, and it appeared someone had tried to stuff him down a drainage ditch, but he was not fitting through it. They did not find any sign of blood or a struggle on this scene, and so they determined that this particular place was most likely a dump site, and it was just a way to get rid of him, but he had been killed somewhere else. They found more evidence from the charred blanket. There were these fine wires. It appeared to be from an electric blanket of some sort. And then the autopsy would show that he had fractured ribs and a single gunshot wound from a small caliber handgun. But they didn't find the bullet, so they weren't sure exactly what caliber it was. So police start investigating those closest to him, and he has two ex-wives, so they start there. One wife had a $500,000 life insurance policy, but was quickly cleared by an alibi. The other individual, another ex-wife, was also cleared by an alibi and multiple witnesses, so they quickly determined the two ex-wives were not involved, but they knew David Nixon had a current girlfriend named Tracy Frame. They spoke with her, and she told police that she thought David went to Vegas to gamble. Police learned that he did have some gambling debts and some problems with the IRS, but Tracy didn't really have an alibi. She said she was home all alone, and there wasn't really anyone to confirm this alibi. Back on the scene, police were also able to find tire impressions near David's body, and they determined it was from a dual axle vehicle, which meant it was most likely a truck with two sets of tires on the back and one set on the front. So they're still gathering evidence. They decide to search Tracy's home, and they're using luminol, and they've got cadaver dogs, but there's really no evidence of blood. But they did find one clue. They did find this electric blanket control, but no blanket. So they found the controls for it, but the blanket was nowhere to be found. A day later, they would find David's white Lexus abandoned in this nearby supermarket lot. This was walking distance from the place where David and Tracy lived. Now, what was odd was the seat was pulled up close to the steering wheel. So it suggested that there was someone very small who had driven this vehicle. They also looked at nearby cameras from the supermarket lot, and they did find evidence of a woman getting out of the white Lexus and getting into a black Lexus. Now, Tracy just so happened to own a black Lexus. David had bought himself a white one and bought Tracy a black one. And so police are starting to suspect Tracy. Well, they keep looking through the video footage. They see the same woman getting out of a black Lexus 4 hours earlier into the same parking lot and walk to a rental truck, a Penske rental truck, and then drives away. The previous afternoon, they see on the cameras the same woman had parked this truck in the lot and appeared to leave on foot with a large black dog. Well, Tracy has a large black dog, so the pieces are starting to fit into this puzzle. So police keep digging into this lot and they're thinking, okay, well, did she go in the supermarket? So they actually look at the cameras and the same woman is caught on camera near the store entrance and the register. And disturbingly, this woman purchased garbage bags and muriatic acid, okay, which is a solvent or a cleaner. They learned that to save 34 cents, this woman used her discount card. This discount card would be traced back to Tracy. Furthermore, employees from a janitorial supply store told police that a woman matching Tracy's description came into their store to buy cleaners and asked how to get blood out of her carpet. And they suggested trying muriatic acid. So again, Tracy had no alibi. They learned that David had put his home into Tracy's name because he owed back taxes and was having so many problems, but wanted control of the house back. So police were starting to put together a motive that Tracy and David were arguing over this fact because she wanted to keep the home in her name. Police were still puzzled about a few things. They were wondering about this rental truck, and they were wondering, how could this small woman actually move David's body? He was much bigger. They realized that a neighbor had seen a Penske moving truck outside their house during the weekend that David went missing. So they learned that this truck was there on scene. Police actually tracked down this moving truck and they actually look in, but they don't find any evidence inside the truck. But the tire tracks matched back to the scene where David was found. Now, police surmised that because this moving truck came with a hand truck, you know, one of those carts essentially that allows you to wheel large items into the truck, it came with the vehicle. And so police believed that Tracy placed it on the bed and actually rolled David onto it. So pulls him into this hand truck, wheels the hand truck into the rental truck and takes him to the disposal site. But they still want to understand what happened before that. You know, how did he actually die? Well, they knew that there was an unregistered handgun that was kept in the house. Police could not find it. It appeared this crime was really planned out. And though there were a lot of circumstantial evidence, you could see that there was a lot of evidence being covered up. Police would gather small bits in this case to really put it all together. Another clue was the fact that Tracy had recently purchased a new mattress. So there's this new mattress in the home. They never did find the old mattress. They believed that it was most likely dumped at an illegal dump site, and they weren't able to retrieve that. But what they surmised happened was they believed that David went to sleep one night on the bed and that Tracy shot him with the unregistered handgun and then wrapped him up in the blanket, the electrical blanket. From there, police believe she then drove his Lexus to the rental agency to rent the moving van. And then she waited until nighttime. She used the hand truck to get his body in the van and then drove the 14 miles to dispose of his body in the drain, which wouldn't fit. Her tire impressions from that truck were left behind. She basically panics. So she parks the truck in the supermarket to reduce suspicion so that it's not still hanging outside the residential neighborhood. And then she would return back to the supermarket where she would purchase the muriatic acid to clean up the scene along with the trash bags. She would clean the truck. She would go back to where David was and pour gasoline on him or some other type of accelerant and set David on fire. And then she would return home. Police would find some bruises on her thighs that they believed was most likely caused by the hand truck. So that was another small piece of evidence that they learned. They believed that money was the motive. They believed that she was greedy and wanted to keep the house in her name and was willing to kill over that. Now, that was how she was caught. She was ultimately arrested and she was convicted to serve 40 years in prison, but she would be eligible for parole after 20 years. So her current release date is in 2044, but it's possible she could get out much sooner than that. Pretty crazy case of a woman who had engineered this plot to kill her boyfriend. And again, the evidence that was gathered in the detective work really showed that the evidence pointed to Tracy, and she was ultimately caught for her actions. And so that is this week's true crime story. I will be back again next week for another case. Please connect with me if you're online, TikTok, YouTube. You can search for Crime Hive. I do put out other content that is not on this podcast. So definitely take a look, connect with me online, and stay tuned for another episode.
Crime Hive.
Crime Hive.
True crime buzz.